to. The ones you think you hate because of what they did to you. The ones that caused you pain in some way, so you hold resentment for them to this day. And the ones you used to say I love you to, now you don't talk to because emotions came between you. But the thing is, all those stories that happen only happen if you keep thinking about them like you have been. But let me ask you, my friend, what's the point when someday those people will be dead? And if you're still here, you're going to reflect back and wish you didn't act like that. Because you're going to realize that feeling like that wasn't worth it because it was so stupid. And then one day you'll be dead too. It's going to happen. And who knows, maybe you'll go first. And you should know that when you go, that's when you have to see how those petty things kept you from really being free. From really living and being in love, because that's all those feelings really do. They keep you separate from yourself. And then you'll have to make peace with all those mixed emotions when you're dead. When you do your life review and you see how you affected other people. But what if you could just do it right now? What if you just said, fuck it, I'm going to stop being upset with everyone right now? And what if you just completely let go of all the low-frequency emotions right now? So what if you just decided to forgive and forget so you could then be free to create epic shit? And more importantly, so you can go back to heaven and talk to your friends about your glorious life and see how all the love you gave and how that really changed the world in ways you didn't even realize was happening. Doesn't that sound amazing? Well, that's the way it can be if you just let love be the driving force in how you be a human being. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Art Stories. Art Stories by artist Sarah Long. Go to artistsarahlong.com to learn more about artist Sarah Long. Or you can go to artstoriesblog.com for all the art stories. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. I appreciate you.